fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
It is just past 10:30 on Thursday, the 8th of August, on the Mag, which means it's time for Fitter Happier here on The Sound Alternative. Today, we're exploring the health issues that come up when you're experiencing homelessness and what is being done about that. I'm joined by Alison Sayer of Homeless Healthcare. It's a specialised general practice in Perth that works specifically with people experiencing homelessness and at risk of homelessness. Alison, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So homelessness is an escalating issue in Western Australia. In March 2019, 437 clients were seen by Street Health who struggle with health issues and accessibility to services. Alison, why is homelessness so prevalent in WA at the moment?
Look, that's probably a really difficult question to answer, but I think the sort of economic situation in WA has put a lot of pressure on a lot of people, and people have lost jobs and find themselves very quickly without any income and no place to stay. So I think that has contributed to people becoming homeless in WA.
So we know that health problems are often at the forefront of the well-being of people experiencing homelessness, but health problems can sometimes be the reason they become homeless as well. How does this happen?
Yeah, it's actually a bit of a vicious cycle, really. So a lot of homeless people have mental health disorders, and quite often it can be that mental health disorder that makes them end up homeless in the first place, because they find it hard to hold down a job, their behaviour is such that they get kicked out of their rental places, you know, so that can lead to homelessness in the first place. But then once you become homeless, your health also deteriorates when you're on the streets, because you don't get much sleep, you're in the cold, it's quite frightening, anxiety increases. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on which then makes your health much worse when you're on the street. So one can lead to the other, and then it all just becomes this vicious circle.
And it is quite frightening. I mean, we kind of have a stereotype in our minds of people on the streets being like a bit of a danger, but actually people on the streets are more likely to be a victim of violence than the perpetrators.
Oh, absolutely. And I think probably the average person doesn't stop to realise that then makes you a very anxious person. Then you don't sleep, then you become worse. And so it then becomes a really complicated medical situation that then doctors have to try and unravel and treat. And it takes a very long time sometimes, because it can be quite a chronic ongoing condition that then needs a lot of support.
And so what's homeless healthcare doing to support these people?
Well, I guess the whole reason homeless healthcare became into play in the first place is that a lot of the medical services that were out there for homeless people were really just dealing with acute problems. So, you know, dressing wounds, or, you know, they turn up to emergency services, get fixed and then sent back out the door again, because there's little option for them other than that. So the whole reason homeless healthcare came into play was we wanted to treat the chronic conditions that homeless people were experiencing, and that required a lot of ongoing management of people. So rather than just patching them up and sending them off, trying to then house them or trying to hook them up with social services and other services as well, and then also treat that chronic condition that's going on as well. So I guess to explain it a bit better, homeless people quite often have a trifecta of health conditions, in that they've got a mental health disorder. It's often accompanied by alcohol and drug disorder to help treat some of that mental health, or
self-medicating.
Yeah, exactly, to help medicate it. And then often they'll have a chronic health condition along with that, so like diabetes or some other heart disease, or, you know, many other things going on. So they require a lot of maintenance, and it's a very long journey to get them back to good health.
there's a lot happening at the moment in terms of moving to a housing first model in homelessness, where it's early intervention, so trying to reach people before they kind of get to this stage of self-perpetuating illness. Have you seen this work in practice?
Look, I think it has been seen to work quite well in the US, and we also have 50 Lives, 50 Homes project here in Perth that we are involved in. So our nurses go into the homes of people who have been recently housed and provide a bit of medical support, and they go with a caseworker as well, so they get social support as well. And that's just to try and make sure that they remain housed. Because the Housing First model is really great because you put a house over them and it helps to stabilise them, but there's a lot of support that needs to go along with that. So you can't just whack someone in a house and go, right, you're good to go. You need to back that up with making sure that they can look after themselves, making sure that they're cooking for themselves, making sure that they're cleaning, you know, all those simple things.
And, of course, not just during the 9 to 5 where most services are open, but around the clock as well.
Well, that's why we do it after hours, because quite often the crises come after hours.
After hours. So what can we do, you know, as people living our own lives, you know, maybe walking around the city to support people who are experiencing homelessness?
It's a tough question. Look, I think the average person probably can't do much. I think this problem requires a much bigger solution than that. There is a coordinated effort trying to occur within the city of Perth to get homeless services accredited and basically just have a much more coordinated approach to dealing with homelessness within the city. And that's really how it has to go, I believe. And that's how we found working with the homeless sector is that, you know, us as a medical service is not enough. You know, we need to work with other people to have a real impact with what we're doing. So, yeah, what the average person can do, I don't know. Maybe if you want to offer some food, I don't know.
So one way, I guess, would be to support services like homeless healthcare.
Oh, totally. Sorry. Absolutely. You could support our service and many other homeless services that are doing wonderful things for the homeless community. I think that's probably a better way of supporting. I think just trying to help one person in one situation alone is not very effective.
Alison, thank you so much for joining us today and talking to us a bit about homeless healthcare and the other agencies that are working so hard in Perth to address homelessness and to address it at this really systemic level as well.
Thank you.